You know that ridiculous way pet owners talk to their animals?
Who's my boy? You want a potty for daddy?
Yeah, he's the best dog in the world.
Yeah, you won't hear any of that here. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and Rick, we have with us as a guest in the studio, Vicki Bovey, who is the cluster chair for the Ingham County Kennel Club. Welcome to the show, Vicki.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Vicki, we've got a big event going on this weekend at the MSU Pavilion. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about it?
We have the All Breed Kennel Club AKC show at the Pavilion this weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday. We have approximately 1,500 dogs each day that's going to be showing, along with obedience. We've got rally running. We've got agility going on. We have vendors.
And it actually started yesterday, right?
Yes. Yesterday was what they call the specialty day, where the dogs go in and compete just against their breed. And it's kind of a special day. They bring in their breeder judge, and they have a good time that day.
But, kind of a warm-up.
Yeah.
Let's get warmed up.
Because, yep, it's
right.
A warm-up. Yep.
Now's the big shoe.
Yep, now's the big show. And so today's and we start the day. We start this game all over again on Sunday, too. So,
okay.
But you compete against your breed. You go best of breed if you get the opportunity. And then you go into groups. And groups is usually what people will see on TV. And then
sure.
You get best in show at the end of the day. So,
and this is a process that takes quite a bit, bit of time.
It does.
Is there room for our audience?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We'd like the public to come in. We try to get people to come in, especially, if you're looking for a dog. This is where you want to come and talk to the breeders,
okay.
Talk to the people, and see different breeds. I mean, we have sometimes 160 different breeds at one day.
How late does it go today? When does it end today?
It starts at 8 o'clock, and the group judging, I think, is around 1:30-ish. So most of the judging is done by then, because that's when you're going into groups and then you're getting best in show. So
okay.
The majority of the judging starts at 8 and runs between about 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Most of the days.
Well, don't cut out of the show too quickly here, but run right over there, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when it comes to this show, Vicki, my understanding is from talking to some folks we've had on the show in the past who've competed in other dog shows, including in Westminster, the way I understand the process works is you have to compete in a series of smaller shows in order to win a certain number of points or accreditation, which then allows you to move on to other shows. Can you kind of explain to me exactly how that process works if I'm thinking in grandiose terms that my dog is absolutely should be in New York in February? Can you explain how that process works?
Okay. I'll try to sum it up in a little bit of an area.
Okay.
But what you do is the dog has to be 6 months old,
okay,
and registered with AKC. And you start out competing, and then what you're doing is you're going for what you call your championship points. And that means that you have to have 15 points, with two major wins. And a major win, it gets into the point system, but this includes it. So then you're competing right along, and you get your championship. Then what you can do, if you would want to, is then you can compete with the best of breed, and like you was talking about, going to Westminster. That's campaigning where you get into a lot of travel, a lot of money. And a lot of times just your hobby breeders like to compete just to get their dogs championed. So when they're breeding into the champion lines.
Gotcha.
And they're trying to improve the breed, and they want to have this dog compete, that you use them in obedience or whatever. But, that's probably the most of the thing where.
So if anyone's going out and getting a registered dog that has championship lines here in the Michigan area, there's a high probability that this particular mechanism right here is the force that makes that happen.
It is, because I had shown for 25 plus years, mm-hmm. And that's kind of what you do. I mean, I never got into the big game, as we would say, with mm-hmm. Going to the garden.
Right.
But you wanted to get your dogs being champions, get out there, and then do your breeding line with that.
Okay, and the judges, do they come from just the Michigan area, or do they come in from out of state, in-state?
No, actually, we've hired judges. Our club has hired judges, even foreign judges from Europe, Australia. I mean, there's been different judges that we've brought in, and they're all over different states. I mean, we bring them in California, Texas, East Coast.
And I suppose you have to, pay for them to get here?
Yep, we pay for their travel.
And their time
and
here.
Their hotel, yep.
Wow.
We reimburse them. They get a fee per day.
Okay, okay.
So, and the panels, a lot of times, we're working on judging panels sometimes 1, 2, 3 years ahead of time.
Wow.
Because they get booked that far ahead.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Yep.
So they're in high demand.
Yes, some of them are, yes.
Okay.
Fascinating. And one of the things that I find to be interesting, again, from some of the conversations that we've had here is the criteria for judging, because one of the things that we've talked about is that some people are breeding dogs more for certain show quality characteristics as opposed to the utilitarian, I need a dog to do a function type approach. Have you seen a little bit of that with some of the dogs that you see at the show, where they just tend to be a little prettier and they've got the way of their floppy paws as they're walking that just makes for a really cute show, but not necessarily makes them as functional out in the work field, but they get credit for their show quality.
That doesn't get as many ducks in the duck pile.
Somewhat like that.
They do. I mean, that's confirmation. And yes, you know, I've had jokes where, you know, it's the beauty show, you know, the beauty contest. But I mean, they are still functional. I mean, you know, like the Newfies, say, you know, they go in and compete, like you said, in the beauty contest or the confirmation. But yet they're out there and they're working in, you know, water saving events, and they work in obedience. They use them for different areas, too. So, I mean, they do all have a purpose.
Right. Well, and speaking of Newfies, as I had mentioned to you before the show, we've had Carol Bergman on, whose Newfie ended up winning Best in Show. And that was one of the most at Westminster.
Yes,
and that was just one of the most unique situations I ever saw, where the dog knew he was on stage. And he put up such a performance. There should be actors who can perform as well as that dog did and at that key moment in time. And that's a big obstacle for people, getting the dogs to be prime right when they're on stage.
Oh, it is. And they know when they're in that ring. I mean, there is some of them that I have shown where some of them will go in and go, I don't really want to be here. But then you got some that go in there and go, hey, me. It's all about me. You know.
And the people that walk the dogs, and some are probably professional, but some are not. And I imagine there's some nervousness that goes along with the people that are there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and what we do, I mean, and if you're going to get into something like this, what we suggest, if you start showing, is to go to a match. And the Kennel Club is sponsoring a Spartan Midwinter match. We always do in January, the first Sunday of January, and this year it'll be January 9th. But what we suggest to people is go to a match, because this is where you learn how to be in the ring. I mean, everybody there is learning, whether it's the dog, whether it's the judge, whether it's the exhibitor, but it's practice.
That's what a match is?
Yes, it's practice. Yep, and we give like ribbons and stuff, but it's a very easy day.
Informal.
Very much so.
Uh-huh. Everybody talking to each other, encouraging everybody.
Yes, yep. And, you know, if you got puppies there, the judge will say, oh, you know, take them around, or we'll, you know, they take time. And this way people learn how to do this. And same way with the puppy. I mean, it's learning how to be in there.
Yeah, it sounds like just a great socialization exercise in terms of getting them accustomed to being around people and other dogs and maintaining their composure in that setting.
Yeah, it's excellent. It's excellent.
It sounds like it. When it comes to these events, how many kennel clubs are there? I mean, you're the Ingham Kennel Club. Are there more in mid-Michigan, or can you help explain a little bit of that?
Oh, there's a lot of them in Michigan. I mean, I could name off, you know, there's like Jackson Kennel Club, there's, you know, Midland, Mount Pleasant, Grand Rapids, Detroit Kennel Club.
Are there any more in mid-Michigan? Is Eaton County represented, or Clinton, or any of the other areas at this point?
Probably. We've got members that are living in Eaton and Clinton.
Okay.
I mean, it kind of...
You probably represent that area.
Yeah,
there's not another one outside of that. You got to have a volume of people.
Right.
So I'd imagine Ingham County is like that volume of people, and they probably go outside.
You have like kind of a... you don't really have a territory, but AKC kind of limits you to, you know, a radius of some sort of your membership. But there's tens of... I wouldn't say hundreds, but there's a lot of kennel clubs in Michigan.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So,
and when it comes to the dogs that tend to do well at these shows, it seems like small dogs seem to be crowd favorites more than big dogs. I asked that of David Fry when we had him in here from the Westminster Club, and he denied it. But yet we saw who went on to win the Westminster Kennel Club this year. And while it was our Michigan favorite, Sadie, she is a small dog. So is there a bias towards small dogs that you have seen that the crowds influence the judges, or am I imagining this, which is very possible?
Well, you imagine a lot of things.
That you might be imagining, because I think once the judges are in that ring, they are so focused on those dogs, they don't even think about the people that are outside that ring. But I don't, you know, I had big dogs, so I can't tell you whether, but I think the little ones are cute, because I think it's more like where you can put them in the lap, you can cuddle with them, you know, it's easier. But
I'll concede it could be my imagination.
My heart's with the big dog, so it's like.
Now, Vicki, you've been doing this for how long? It's somehow associated with the clubs.
I've been with Ingham for about 20 years.
So. Is there, like, going into this, do you think about all the characters, the people characters that are going to be in attendance? Is that part of the fun?
You know, it is. After when you've been in and showing dogs for that many years, this is family.
Right.
They become family.
Right, right.
Because you start seeing the same people, you know, a lot of times weekend after weekend. And I just call them my family.
That's
because
nice.
They are.
That's very, very nice. And we were getting the same kind of reaction last week from the Rabbit Club, and I imagine that, you know, I think in today's kind of hustle and bustle world, we don't have enough community, and when we have organizations like this, it brings community. And so as you're saying,
it is, and it's fun. I mean, I know there's a lot that goes into putting these shows together, because we're working on next year's panel already, but. It's like, you got to love it.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah, and it is life passion. So these aren't people that, you know, are going to be showing dogs this year and then they're gone next year. They're going to be back time and time and time again on average.
Normally. Yep. Right. Normally. Because there's too much sacrifice and there's too much work and time and effort and money. But you just love it.
That's great.
Well, and the one thing I will say is that when you have shared passions, which I imagine that all of the people involved in this show have, it's not just that you get to spend time together doing this, but you also get to talk to each other, where when you're busy and taking care of animals and working and doing all the things that you do, you don't get a lot of time to necessarily talk with other people who have the same level of knowledge and understanding of these animals and talk about best practices and just things like that.
That's true.
So,
I mean, and we try to encourage the public to come in, because if somebody's looking for a pet, I mean, this is the perfect place to come talk to people.
Right. Mm-hmm. And can they interact with the dogs themselves if they come to the show or not?
They can. I mean, they're down in the pavilion floor right where the show is going on. What I suggest, or what we try to tell people, is, you know, ask the person that's got the dog, you know, can I pet your dog first? You know, because it might be ready to go in the ring and it might be all done up, you know.
Right.
And also just, you know, to kind of just be careful, you know, so that way, you know, it doesn't surprise somebody.
Right.
So
they are still dogs. No,
they're still dogs.
Well behaved,
yes.
They are.
But it's definitely a place to talk to people.
Right.
And what kind of somebody's there and they really want to try to decide an appropriate dog for their family? Is there a way of having conversation in this situation?
Yeah, I've had several phone calls already this last week or so. People are looking for certain breeds.
Okay.
And I'll tell them, come to the show. Talk to the people that have them, you know, because, you know, I had one gentleman that wanted a Great Dane.
Right.
You know, you got to have the room. You got to understand the space and that kind of thing. And so they get there and it's like, you know, they got to work this out. They got to make this well, where this dog can, you know, meet in with the family and it works well with them.
Even simple, weird things. I know this sounds strange, but even odors. You know, certain dogs have certain odors. So by getting there and smelling the dog, you know, you might. I literally had somebody come in today or yesterday and they said, this dog's odor, it's just too, you know, she just got the dog recently and she's wondering, is this odor going to stick with them? And some breeds, they have a certain odor and others don't, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So,
Vicki, if people want to follow what's going on with the Ingham County Kennel Club, is there a website that they can go to get information?
The Pavilion has the website
okay.
At the Pavilion, and it gives my name and telephone number for they can contact us.
Okay, great. So. Well, and we'll encourage all of you to make your way over to the MSU Pavilion either this afternoon or tomorrow and get a chance to really see some great dogs and see the inner workings of how these dog shows go. We've been talking this morning with Vicki Bovey, the cluster chair from the Ingham County Kennel Club. Good luck with this weekend show, Vicki, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And Rick, in the next segment, we're going to continue our conversation about dog shows and talk with Sue Rose, who is a judge, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm going to let it do all the talking.
Ooh.
I came across a place in the middle of nowhere.